This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you, Alec, in for Lucius this week. You can send Lucius some love on social media, tell him he's missed. But salute to Alec Medford for doing a nice job for us in the Pimp Cup. We are in the midst of three live mics down on the practice field here in Oxnard, California, brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Get back to being you, mensteeclinic.com. And it's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. And here he is now with a headset down on the practice field with Woolchuck and Schiafalo. It's Broadus.
This is going to be glorious. Interviewing the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broadus, for Krusty's Corner, first padded practice. And we just got to see Guyton versus Micah Parsons, 1v1, baby.
Yeah, how about that right there? And, you know, Adoga has been running first today with the drills and then into the team period. And now it looks like the Jim Maurer and the training staff is working on him. It might be a hip or a lower back. But nice job by Guyton there. We've really seen exclusively of Micah Parsons playing as the right end. Haven't really seen him play any off-ball linebacker, but you're right. Him and Guyton now are locked up here in this team period. Yeah, good job by Guyton once again right there. Oh. Guyton's able to extend on him. Got his hands inside. Micah really tried to, like, kind of bully him there a little bit. But, man, really good job by Guyton getting those hands inside and kind of controlling Micah Parsons and not allowing him to throw him aside.
And then it's Billy Johnson once again, T-Billy, coming up with the big grab.
Yeah, good throw there from Dak Prescott. Some of the other things, Brian, that we've been taking note of, Turpin in the backfield as a running back, getting just a little quick pitch out. They did the same thing with Zeke as well. And they also did some motion with Deuce Vaughn, like he was running a jet sweep and then gave it to Rico Dowdle out of the backfield.
Yeah, they're trying to kind of get your eyes going one way on the and they ran that fourth down play. Really nice job right there with handing the ball inside, though, and with Pete, and able to kind of get some positive yards right there. Excuse me, that was Malik Davis that was running the football right there. Good gap inside. But, yeah, you mentioned trying to kind of get everybody's, the defense's eyes going one direction and then handing the ball off. On fourth and three, they were going to try and motion Vaughn out of the backfield and then throw it to him in the flat. But it didn't work out. They covered it, and then Cooper Rush went back inside to McMath, and they were able to get a first down. So really good adjustment by them on a play that was probably supposed to go to the outside to Vaughn.
Can I jump in here, guys? Can you get, like, updated expectations on Guyton?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, right now, I think when it comes to expectations, we'll have to monitor Adoga. He's back now standing as if he's going to try and maybe get back into the action. But if he's going to be banged up, then I think, obviously, Guyton's going to be your starting left tackle. But, I mean, what are you thinking about expectations right now from what we've seen for Guyton?
Yeah, well, Guyton, you know, the couple of reps that he's been able to go has looked pretty good against the competition. Awesome Richards is the one now, so you got Guyton and Awesome Richards are kind of alternating a little bit here at left tackle. And Awesome Richards seems to have had a little bit more of trouble. There was a couple times where Parsons was able to walk him back into the quarterback, whereas Guyton hasn't been knocked back as much.
And the issue is he can be a little top-heavy. He's so tall. We got a deep ball down the left sideline. That one's incomplete. I believe Trey Lance just missing that one. Cooper Beebe now getting some reps inside at center. I think Beebe pulling as well has looked pretty good. But with Guyton, I think that's the one thing we've seen. He can be a little bit early, or you'll see him lunge, and he gets himself out of position, Brian.
Yeah, it's all about how tired that you get, because you could tell when it's rep after rep after rep, that the technique starts to wane, and he's been able to kind of hang in there. He's such a good athlete that if he gets in trouble, he can recover because of his footwork and his length.
Gentlemen, we do have a little bit of breaking news here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. The Texas Rangers have made another deal, and I think he's going to fit in quite well. Big Country, the Sheriff, American professional baseball pitcher of the Detroit Tigers, Andrew Chaffin? Chaffin?
Oh, Chaffin, yeah.
Chaffin. Okay, Andrew Chaffin from the Tigers coming over at 34 years old.
Chaffin right now.
Yeah, and I think you're going to be happy. You know, it looks like a veteran lefty reliever that can help the baseball team now. Back to you guys on the practice.
Hey,
field.
We'll take that. Rangers add a veteran lefty reliever, Mr. Andrew Chaffin of the Detroit Tigers. He's chafing his way right here to Texas. We're excited. Now we're going to get some work under center, and I believe it's still Hoffman working as the starting center with Dak Prescott. Dak didn't like what he saw left. Now he's going to go down to the right side to Dowdle. Dowdle get popped. And the ball came out. I think that was Kendricks laying the wood, man.
Yeah, that's
Kendricks. Has done a great job. The linebackers have had a super day when it comes to, if we were watching the tape tonight, I guarantee you we'd have high marks on all these linebackers. Clark, Kendricks, they've all played very, very well.
I don't know how intentional it is, but it feels like they're throwing to the running backs an awful lot.
Yeah, the running backs can't catch.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how well they can run either, Walchuk. That's why you got Turpin back there. And I like that. I like a little Turpin. I like a little CeeDee Lamb when he gets back here. You're going to have to get creative with the running back room.
So you get a little motion here with Ferguson. He's going to go back and play in the fullback set. And then an out route that was just caught. What'd you see here, Brian? That was, I guess, T-Billy Johnson again.
Yeah, how about that on the outside? I was watching with Guyton. He was going against Parsons, and Parsons was really, really wide because they had a wing set to his side. So it really removed Parsons. Good patience by Guyton, though, to be able to kind of handle Parsons. Parsons tried to get him with a little power, but he was able to keep him wide on the play. Now we got Nealon going against Guyton here on this side.
Yeah, they're kicking. This is going to be rookie on rookie. You got Turpin working slot left. Tolbert will be far left. Dak working in the shotgun. Good snap here from Hoffman. And Dak going to rip this right over the middle. It goes through the hands of Kevontae Turpin with Jordan Lewis in coverage.
Cooper Beebe was
there. Jordan Lewis was trailing right there. There was a little bit of separation. And Dak just threw the ball a little too wide. Maybe for a receiver with some normal height to him, a little bit longer guy, that might be a reception. But, you know, when you got a little bit shorter receiver running that crossing route, you got to be able to get the ball right on him.
Eric, give me the Beebe update.
Yeah, Beebe's playing right guard. He's playing right there next to Ole Hoffman. He's stonewalling, folks.
All right, we're going to have a stack bunch over to the right side here. They got Stevens, Cropper. Cropper's going to move in motion. They're going to put Billy Johnson here wide all alone to his left. That snap a little bit low wayside and an interception from Nashawn Wright battling it with T. Billy Johnson. That one might have hit the ground.
It did. It hit the ground right there. That was fourth and three right there. And Dak, they tried to find a isolate one-on-one on Wright, and he was able to come up with the play. Billy Johnson was not in very good position to get that ball, and it wasn't really a very good throw from Dak on that slant on fourth and three.
Now we got a little bit of a stoppage here, but all in all, I think, you know, the things that we were looking at here, Brian, coming down, the offensive line, Guyton, we've talked a lot about. Nealon, I think, has looked absolutely fantastic. That might be a player both of us are eating crow on, because Nealon, I don't think we were as high on as others, but he's been fantastic. I can't quite say the same for Mozzie Smith.
No, Mozzie's looked like, to me, the body language hasn't been great, and I'm not an expert on body language, so I probably shouldn't even talk about it, but he looks a little bit frustrated by what's going on right now. The guards and the centers of this team are probably the best of the group when you start to talk about the line. But really nice work by the linebackers. You mentioned Nealon. And then Nashawn Wright, who just made the last play, he's been on a couple of different coverages where he's been able to defend the pass. He's one of those guys that's fighting for his job right now as well.
Alrighty, boys. More details here on the Rangers' new reliever, Andrew Chafin. 3.16 ERA this year, a career 3.39. Converted from a starter back in 2015. He's been with a lot of teams. Throws a four-seam fastball and a two-seam sinking fastball that each average 92 to 94. Tops out at 97. His main off-speed pitch is a mid-80s slider. So that is the details, the backstory here on Andrew Chafin. Lives with his wife and three kids on a farm in rural Ohio. He appears to be a real character.
Legendary lip ferret, dude. I mean, that's a top level stash.
Dude, not only the stash, but also a hell of a mullet. Like, that thing is flowing.
This guy's all party, for sure. I love that. And I think we got a defensive offside situation.
It was DeMarcus Lawrence.
Once again. How many times? We got Micah's got at least one today.
Micah's got two. Now Tank's got one. That hard count from Dak is nasty.
Okay, here's what we need. We need one of these moments.
He's got the cadence down now. Here we go. He can throw some people off with that.
I thought Zimmer would be just tearing these guys up. You know, you jump off sides. I thought they'd be doing up downs right now. I thought they might be going to grab some bark off the furthest tree around
here. Do you think he's slow rolling into it?
Maybe. I'm waiting for him to just tear somebody up.
Yeah, I would imagine you don't want to lead with that. You want to let the frustration build. Plus, you got to get the players to like you a little bit before you start going off on them.
There was some Micah playing off-ball linebacker in coverage against Jake Ferguson. He did such a good job moving over quickly. Dak's got to throw that one wide. And he missed Ferguson, who seemed to be open on the play, but the closing speed from Micah Parsons working off ball, impressive, Brian.
Yeah, I tell you, Micah's done nothing but rush the passer. Now we're in pressure period, and here he is playing off ball linebacker. How about that?
All righty, there you have it for Krusty's Corner. The three live mics brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Get back to being you at mensteeclinic.com. Our training camp coverage rolls on here as we approach hour number two. Practice is going to wrap up. Ose is going to join us live on set. We'll get the very latest from him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.